LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 66. This is the podcast where we're reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome! If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Psalms 27 through 29. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, you can find that at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 66. This is a listener-supported show. I invite you to go to lifespringmedia.com/support to find out more. Let's begin. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. When evil people attack me and try to kill me, they stumble and fall. Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid. Even if enemies attack me, I will still trust God. I have asked the Lord for one thing only do I want, to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at His goodness, and to ask for His guidance. In times of trouble, He will shelter me. He will keep me safe in His temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy, I will offer sacrifices in His temple. I will sing. I will praise the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call to You. Be merciful and answer me. When You said, "Come worship me," I answered, "I will come, Lord." Don't hide Yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn Your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what You want me to do, and lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies who attack me with lies and threats. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. Psalm chapter 28. Lord, my rock, I call out to You for help. Do not be deaf to me. If You are silent, I will be like those in the grave. Hear the sound of my prayer when I cry out to You for help. I raise my hands toward Your most holy place. Don't drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil. They say peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Pay them back for what they have done, for their evil deeds. Pay them back for what they have done. Give them their reward. They don't understand what the Lord has done or what He has made, so He will knock them down and not lift them up. Praise the Lord because He heard my prayer for help. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him and He helps me. I am very happy and I praise Him with my song. The Lord is powerful. He gives victory to His chosen one. Save Your people and bless those who are Your own. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Psalms chapter 29. You divine beings, give to the Lord, give to the Lord glory and power. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bow down to the Lord in holy splendor. The Lord's voice is over the waters. The glorious God thunders. The Lord is over the mighty waters. The Lord's voice is strong. The Lord's voice is majestic. The Lord's voice breaks cedar trees. Yes, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon jump around like a young bull, makes Syrian jump around like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice unleashes fiery flames. The Lord's voice shakes the wilderness. Yes, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice convulses the oaks, strips the forests bare. But in His temple, everyone shouts glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the floodwaters. The Lord sits enthroned, King forever. Let the Lord give strength to His people. Let the Lord bless His people with peace. In Psalm 26, David prays as one right with the Lord. Obviously, David lived before Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, but David's faith was in the saving power of the Lord. And in verse 2, David asks God to examine him, test him, and judge him. Some commentators have likened this prayer to the refiner's fire that purifies gold. It's as if David was asking God to be that fire and show David what needs to be burned off so that he can be pure. Oh, beloved, that we would pray that same kind of prayer. Yes, if we've put our faith in Jesus, we have been credited with righteousness, and God does see us as pure. But as Paul said in Romans 7, "And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it." This is a subject that has sparked discussions and sermons for millennia. But for today's purpose, for today's show, let's just say this. David's prayer in Psalm 26, asking God to test him, to purify him in the refiner's fire, is one that we would do good to imitate. And we can do that with confidence because of the verse in Psalm 26 which immediately follows it. David said in praying this prayer to God, "Your constant love is my guide. Your faithfulness always leads me." David knew, and we do too, that the refiner's fire is tempered in God's love and faithfulness. Oh, how wonderful it is to know God's love. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we are going to be back in the book of Job, chapters 19 and 20. If this podcast has value in your life, I invite you to check out lifespringmedia.com/support. Thank you. And please tell your friends about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.